This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. You know, sometimes it is a really smoking hot idea to believe someone if they tell you something. Like, understand that when someone tells you that he wants you dead, he wants you dead. And that's a very dangerous thing to want, because the intended victim, that being you, well, you get a say in that. And the intended victim might be saying this about the person that actually wants to see someone dead. You know, in Kosovo, when the Serbians started the civil war, they wanted it, but then they lost it. They lost the civil war. And that's probably going to be lost on the pampered and parochial left. History, whether it's the modern Balkans or ancient, such as the cautionary tale that was the decline and fall of the Roman Republic, is something they're too smart. You know, they don't have to worry about studying that one. It's not necessary to look and not, make that mistake, not and learn from that. But we saw a lot of it. We've seen a lot of this. They, you know, they've set into motion events that they cannot control. And these events are unlikely to turn out the way they hope. But we've seen a lot of this in response to the president's pangolin pandemic diagnosis. When you got a bunch of people coming out there wishing that your opponent dies of a disease, it's pretty bad. But some go beyond the passive voice when hoping for our deaths. They seek to do it. Exhibit A is tech overlord Dick Costolo, a former Twitter CEO, apparently tweeted on September the 30th, Me-first capitalists who think you can separate society from business are going to be the first people lined up against the wall and shot in the revolution. I'll happily provide video commentary. So, Dick, which by coincidence also happens to also be your name. You want to play horsey, huh? I guess. Casually cheering to murder political opponents gets you some guffaws from your pals in the Palo Alto cafes. Some of us have actually ventured outside of the carefully constructed and costly, in terms of sweat and blood, safe space that is the United States, and who get the natural state of man is not actually driving Teslas and sipping bespoke Napa Chardonnay in prosperous, secure enclaves with one of your leftist cronies. We know better. People who cheerlead political murder tend to be people who will support political murder given the chance to make that happen. One challenge for the dilettantes of death is to find the people who would actually commit political murder for them, but money and institutional inertia make that possible. And as we've seen, some woke zillionaires can fund their own little revolutionaries. They're the ones behind Antifa. And if, you know, after this election, if Trump is reelected, we will likely see the DOJ. Once Trump rids himself of the worse than useless FBI Director Christopher Wray, who never met self-serving establishment narrative, he wouldn't eagerly, he'll be forced by Bill Barr to concede that, you know, this is an AstroTurf RICO conspiracy paid for by rich leftists. Yet Antifa is not a combat organization. Unless you are actually the person surrounded by a dozen of these brown shirts, but an information operation asset. The real goal is to control the institutions that have combat power, the police, federal law enforcement, and the military. And that's where they can find people willing to kill and maybe to die to impose the elite's will. The cops, agents, and soldiers they dream of co-opting to be their caste personal Gestapo and Wehrmacht provide the bodies who would actually do the dirty work, as Dick made clear when he said out loud what he's too smug and dumb to know. He should have kept quiet that he and the other tourist revolutionaries intend to be eager spectators to the gory unpleasantries that are going to accompany the leftist revolution. He wants to happily provide video commentary. Hijacking the government and using loyalty to the country and co-opting the ingrained sense of duty in our cops and warriors as a means to manipulate them into being the enforcement mechanism for the tyranny of the elite. That's the way the left dreams of imposing their goal. So, when someone says he wants you dead, there is no ambiguity there. He wants you dead. And the people who want you dead here in the USA tend to use the people you currently rely upon to keep you safe and secure as a means to do it. It's actually quite cunning. But there's a problem, because they have to keep the cops and the agents and the soldiers in line. And we've already seen lots of cops putting pensions over honor as they hassle citizens for mask crimes. The high-ranking Obama officer corps has already sold its collective soul for a handful of stars. And lots of colonels and generals would gleefully set their forces on uppity citizens, not rioters, but people like you, to please their Democratic masters. And when the Biden administration orders the cops and the agents, maybe soldiers, to imprison or kill gun owners, the uninformed flinkies will be expected to spill blood if necessary, because when you send government officials with weapons to enforce a law, whether to bust a guy peddling loose Marlboros or to confiscate AR-15s, you're going to have to assume that a certain number of those encounters are going to end with dead citizens. And to folks like Dick, that casualty count is a feature, not a bug. But if the Costellos of the elite are spoiled and soft, and while this seems like fun and games to them, with somebody else doing the murdering, they don't realize that history holds that the status quo doesn't remain in effect for everyone else when one group decides to alter it to its advantage. And that's the plan. The establishment, which is outraged at people who held them accountable for their legacy of failure and incompetence and corruption by electing Trump and a Republican Senate, intend to alter the status quo to ensure that this outrage never, ever happens again. They intend to add states to increase their leverage. They intend to change voting laws to allow cheating and impose campaign finance laws that will be enforced against your candidates, but not against theirs. They intend using tech companies and big corporations to impose thought control and punish dissenters by cutting them off from access to the routine modes of living in this society. Social media, banking, transportation, education. They intend to pass laws to disarm you so the ultimate failsafe of freedom is negated. And they intend to pack the Supreme Court to ensure they can't be stopped by that pesky Constitution. But there's a mistake here. They also expect you to remain static and to respect and obey as if nothing has changed. You have to be loyal to the institutions that betrayed you because, and I don't know the answer to that one, maybe they hope you just keep going along as if nothing is different out of habit or from the fear of losing what little they have left to you. Remember those cops busting moms in parks because they didn't want to miss out on their pensions? But America will not wake up one morning and see that they're no longer free and shrug obediently, line up to turn in their Remingtons, Mossbergs, and reconcile themselves to serfdom. That's just not in the cards. It's not an American thing either. If you look at the machinations of the factions of the Roman Republic, you'll see that one side gets the reins for a while, and then soon another's in the saddle. The unspoken promise of Biden is to end history, that they will do whatever they have to do to ensure that their progressive dreams are never again disturbed by something like a Trump. But history doesn't work that way. The oppressed react. And people as stupid as Mr. Costello don't get that this is not a done deal, that his side will always be writing the prescription. Never occurs to them the rules they want to get rid of because they seem convenient are there to protect them too. That's the big omission. I'm not here with them. They're here with me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Does anybody ever actually go out there and read tweets? Sometimes they're actually research now. You know, if you're looking to do a little show prep here and there, tweets are part of the research now. So it's a bit of a surprise to read tweets from Lanny Davis, the famous attorney and associate of Bill and Hillary Clinton, detailing the possible secession of the blue states from the rest of the country. This may be Lanny's way of venting Democrat frustration. Despite every trick they've employed this year, Trump is still president and could very well continue through 2024. And if you red state rubes will not kneel before us, we'll pick up our socialist toys and create a country of our own. I don't understand why that would be considered a threat. This is not a threat of civil war. It's more like a family law attorney telling the unappreciated wife what she can expect out of the divorce. For example, Davis claims the new country will get the following states: Hawaii, Oregon, California, New Mexico, Washington, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois, and all of the Northeast, including Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Guam, and Washington, D.C. He then claims that his new country will also get the following. We'll get the vast majority of the shipping ports, Costco, Starbucks, and Boeing's, stem cell research and the best beaches, the Statue of Liberty, Intel, Apple, and Microsoft, 85% of America's venture capital and entrepreneurs, 90% of the high-tech industry, most of the U.S. low-sulfur coal, Hollywood, and Yosemite, thank you. He also mentions that they get all the Ivy and Seven Sisters schools, Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, the Penn, Princeton, and Yale, and Mount Holyoke, Vassar, Smith, Wesley, Brian Maher, Bernard, and Radcliffe Colleges, plus UCLA, UCB, Stanford, Caltech, and MIT. He finishes it off by saying, 61% of you crazy people believe you are people with higher morals than we lefties. Oh, and you can have all the new COVID-19 cases since you're too dumb and self-centered to wear masks. Like I said, somebody tells you they want you dead, believe them. Here, this is a really good example of somebody that simply cannot confuse. He can't control his anger, so he is venting to a very high degree. A lot of venting going on here. I get it, but it's venting. Clearly, Mr. Davis did not study geography while in college. There are several major ocean ports in the southeastern Gulf states like Norfolk, Virginia to Corpus Christi, Texas, including Charleston, Miami, New Orleans, and Houston. I sort of get his point about Costco and Starbucks and Boeing and Intel and Apple and Microsoft due to the location of their corporate offices, but they and the rest of the high-tech industry are not rooted in the ground. I'm sure most, if not all of them, will want to continue doing business with red state America. And considering how blue states like to raise taxes, many of these businesses may decide they're better off moving to a red state. You know, this is already happening. Tesla is moving some of its operations from California to Texas because of taxes. Thinks they're getting the best beaches. Have you ever heard of Florida there, Mr. Davis? Sure is bad to lose the Statue of Liberty in Yosemite. Maybe the leftists will let some of us come to see them. Sorry to lose Caltech and MIT, too. But you can keep Hollywood and all the arrogant, posturing actors who think pretending to be someone else makes them an expert on politics and the attitudes and religious morals of the working class, the Second Amendment, and climate change. And you can keep the Ivy League and all of the other elitist college training centers for the theory and practice of socialism. And once we get readily available vaccines, the whole mask controversy is going to die out. And the one major plan is that state boundaries are not absolute and, you know, inviolable. They are political in nature and can be changed. During the last episode of secession in 1863, the state of Virginia was divided along political lines. The eastern part, old Virginia, remained Confederate until the end of the war. The western part became West Virginia, a Union state. And this would present itself if the blue states decide to secede, especially in California. Many blue states are already highly polarized politically between the cities and the rural areas of the state. The rest of the state, which is roughly four times larger in terms of area, is fairly conservative. So, can you imagine rural Illinois would be willing to follow leftist Chicago out of the Union, no matter how the state legislature votes? What about the rural areas of Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania? Would they follow the lead of Detroit, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, and Philadelphia? What about upstate New York and New York City? California east of the Sierra Nevada mountains versus the western coastal cities of L.A. and San Francisco. Southern New Jersey outside the Philadelphia sprawl. If we follow the Virginia-West Virginia precedent, there could be anywhere from 3 to as many as 10 new red states created if blue state secession occurred. And this would leave the blue states a lot smaller than Mr. Davis originally envisioned, perhaps the size of several counties each. Red states would be left with most of the farmable land, plus most of the energy and the other natural resources. But there may be a solution here. Blue state secession will solve the issues of who runs the majority of the country if the government is going to socialist or more traditional center-right and the ongoing political fights over abortion, policing, immigration, and most of the more recent appointments to the Supreme Court. Many countries have broken apart in the past 30 years. Soviet Union, Yugoslavia, and Czechoslovakia all separated into smaller countries, and there are separatist movements in other places like Spain and Belgium. Even Britain has devolved into some of the central government's power to Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. Will secession happen here? Not likely. The blue states would get a lot more trouble and a lot fewer benefits than they expect. And if it does happen, I'm perfectly willing to let our blue state brethren leave. As long as they don't end up with a Chinese military air base at LAX or a Russian air base at LaGuardia. And you get to take all of your unemployment and all of your homeless and all of your liabilities with you, too. That's also a given. So, you know, it's not all moonlight and roses, leftist. Lanny, you should know better. I mean, it's, you know, once again, this is where they get out there and they get into this thing where if it happens, you don't get a say in it. That's the funny part. That's what's going on right now with the polls. You don't get a say in it because, well, cuz you're deplorable. And let me remind you, about this time in the last election cycle, November 2016, Hillary Clinton had a 14-point lead too. This is not new territory. We have been here before. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. The president is headed back to the White House, and his doctors are confident that he'll be able to safely fulfill his duties. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley says he's confident in the decision to release the president from Walter Reed Medical Center.
Over the past 24 hours, the president has continued to improve. He's met or exceeded all standard hospital discharge criteria. He'll receive another dose of remdesivir here today, and then we plan to get him home. It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturation and his work of breathing, are all normal.
President Trump had been at Walter Reed since Friday after revealing that he and the First Lady had tested positive for coronavirus. Hearings on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination are now officially on the Senate Judiciary Committee's calendar. Committee Chair Senator Lindsey Graham set the hearings to begin on October 12th. This is USA Radio News. Stocks rallied on Monday following news that President Trump was leaving Walter Reed Medical Center. The NASDAQ jumped more than 2% on the day, with the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average each gaining more than 1.5%. Analysts believe that negotiations over a new economic recovery package also helped drive stocks higher. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke for more than an hour on Monday, attempting to hammer out a deal. They'll resume talks on Tuesday. A new report from the World Health Organization estimates that as many as 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected with coronavirus. The WHO says the infections will impact areas differently, but says that the entire world continues to remain at risk. The report also appears to criticize China's response to the pandemic, saying the country failed to provide accurate information to its public health officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Even though I don't watch football anymore, I'm a big believer in not spiking the ball until you cross the goal line. History is overrun with people who've measured the drapes and cleared off space for a trophy on their shelves and spent bonus money they were going to be paid when they won something, only to see it slip away when the clock hit double zero. Ask President Thomas E. Dewey how his first term went. Jumping the gun may be a part of human nature that we can't control, but it's important to remember that no one, not even overpaid, perfectly coiffed pundits, have any idea what's going to happen when the last vote is counted, no matter how insistent they are when they say they do. And I'm bringing this up because the latest NBC News / Wall Street Journal poll has Joe Biden up by 14 points over Trump after the first debate. Mr. Biden, the Democratic nominee, leads president 53% to 39% among the registered voters in the new poll, which was conducted in the 2 days following the debate, the Journal reported. A couple of thoughts about this. I will concede, too, that it could very well be the case that Biden is coasting literally to victory. Maybe America loathes itself so much now. Maybe this is so perma-tattooed on some people in some places that there's just no getting by it. And no single candidate has ever been more assaulted by the media than President Trump. Billions of dollars in negative ads over 4 years in the form of news reports. This is the largest in-kind donation in political history. It's only natural that a Democrat would be the beneficiary of that. And while the media has always favored Democrats, the searing hatred of Donald Trump the man, coupled with a major leftward lurch by the media, created a Mount Everest of activism, trying to look like journalism, that is nearly impossible to overcome. And yet, based upon his output, Donald Trump has overcome it. Second, the poll was of registered voters. Polling registered voters is never as accurate as those of likely voters. There's really no reason not to do polls of likely voters at this point, except registered voter polls are cheaper and easier to turn around quickly. Registering to vote is easy. Tens of millions more Americans register than bother to vote every election cycle. So while it's better than just a poll of Americans, it doesn't tell you who's actually going to show up and vote. And that kind of becomes the point. It's kind of important when trying to predict the outcome of an election, which makes it more curious why anyone would bother to do a poll without attempting to separate out those who you can be relatively certain is actually going to vote. And I don't mention this to give anybody a sense of confidence, because I believe this is going to be a tough fight to the very end. But on October 16th, Hillary Clinton held a 14-point lead over Donald Trump in the exact same poll. The Access Hollywood tape had just dropped. Clinton was getting the glowing press Democrats are used to, and Trump had been declared by the media to have lost the debates up to that point. The race was over. The Queen needed only to wait for November the 8th to make it official. NBC reported, Hillary Clinton is ahead of Donald Trump by double digits with just over 3 weeks until Election Day, according to a new national NBC News Wall Street Journal poll conducted entirely after the second presidential debate. The game was over. Only formalities remained. But nobody told the American people in swing states who had a different idea of what was about to happen. Which brings us to point four. National polls don't matter. You would think that this would, you know, the media would know this after crusading to eliminate the Electoral College due to Hillary's loss, but they don't act like it. The left wants to create an impression of inevitability of their victory in the public and numbers they think will help do that. But it didn't work out for Hillary. But when your old bag of tricks only has so many things in it, then you get a lot of repeats. Nobody knows what's going to happen on November the 3rd, no matter what any poll says. The louder people scream about polls, the more worried they are about the end result. Just ask President Hillary Clinton how that worked out for her. Polls. Polls. This is the thing about polls. Polls are propaganda. No more, no less. I had John Lott on here the other day, and he wasn't so much looking at the polls as he's looking at the betting odds. But I mean, I had a conversation with him over the weekend, and the betting odds were the same in 2016 as they are now, too. It was a foregone conclusion. It was going to be President Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton was going back to the White House. It was a foregone conclusion. And, well, it turned out not to be that way. Now, Trump, one thing about Donald Trump is that Donald Trump is a learning operator. He is absolutely tuned up to what's going on right now. And he knows, for example, that he gained an advantage when he tested positive for COVID. Because everybody got to see on parade. And this is why we're going to see Amy Coney Barrett. We're going to see her confirmation start. And it's going to go through all the way through. It's going to conclude before the election. And we're going to get to see the Democrats once again on parade. Because for some reason, we have to have this fresh impression of what they're really all about. Versus, you know, what we're told in the media. It's just one of those things that it's an unfortunate reality for all of us to have to sit back and say, well, you know, we have to observe this one more time. So we're going to observe it one more time. And we've been getting to watch it happen with the president in the hospital. Because we are seeing a bunch of people that have, you know, indicated they want him to die. I mean, what kind of hateful degenerate gets out there and looks at somebody, another human being, and wants them to die? And I'll tell you the problem here for me. While I sit here and I talk a lot about armed self-defense and everything, and I say, well, you know, there's this thing in all of us that keeps us from wanting to hurt people. When you see people that really want to see other people hurt, and they don't want to go do it, they just want to watch it. They want to enjoy it. These are those kind of people are worse than any of the most violent people you would ever meet. Because that is a sickness that has no cure. The only cure it does have is when they assume room temperature, which is a sad testimony for parts of America today. Because there's some evil people on the other side now. And they have made it very apparent. But we have been where we are right now before. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I have a strange story for you. This is a story of Erin Smith. She was at a GOP election watch party at Twitter headquarters in San Francisco on November 8, 2016. For the one-time Deputy Vice Chair of Communications for the City Republican Party, it should have been a time of jubilation. She said as soon as they announced Trump the presumptive winner, we're told, hey, there's a mob of protesters out front. And Smith, who stepped outside to find the San Francisco cops being pushed back by a crowd, some in head-to-toe black clothes, helmets, face masks. Now, Erin is a trans woman, conservative, a former tugboat captain, who says she's a weird activist-slash-analyst-type person right now. Soon became galvanized to find out more about a group that dressed as revolutionaries and took their fight to the streets. What was their motivational factor? The Trump animus? The romance of revolution? Were they bored? Do they have an unfocused desire to, you know, tear stuff up? Takes a special moral blindness to see setting fires, breaking windows, and threatening journalists as some higher calling on the road to justice. And you see this in Portland. Young activists have told Erin that they don't give a blank if someone working in the basement of the police station burns to death because they chose to work there. She's seen activists cheer the murder of a member of the conservative group Patriot Prayer. You cannot employ the violence of your perceived enemies and expect your revolution to end in peace. And what Erin has experienced has not been peaceful. She's had friends beaten up by Antifa. She's been threatened herself, and it made her curious. So she decided to find out more by going undercover with the Black Bloc anarchists in Portland. And people started following her, but not directly, because Black Bloc avoids having those outside its ranks interview or photograph them. But she was able to be watched wearing all black and carrying a shield bearing an anarchist A slip into the group. And she was present at the same locations where Black Bloc attacked buildings and set fires. After one night like that, they sat over a couple of hard seltzers and discussed why she decided to infiltrate the Black Bloc and what she found out. So, she was asked what she knew about him and why when she encountered them first in San Francisco. And she said she had a vague idea of what Antifa was, but it wasn't nearly as big a deal as it is now outside of maybe Berkeley or Seattle. She said that her friends had been attacked at a Trump rally they tried to hold in San Jose. And she'd had a year of watching that happen, basically doesn't like bullies, so she started showing up at these things at rallies and protests and places where her friends were getting beaten up. felt like in 2016 everything really changed in the Bay Area. It stopped being so carefree, in a sense. Everything started kind of feeling like it was for keeps. 2017, April, was the first rally she went to in Berkeley. It was a MAGA rally. She started live streaming it in June and got to be pretty good at talking to people from the other side. And the first time she actually dressed in black and put on a mask and tried to slip into the block was this past weekend that we're talking about now. A little scary because she's faced him down before. Studied him for a bit, watching videos and stuff, and wrote a piece on Antifa tactics for a monograph that's coming out next month for the Center for Security Policy. But she had one advantage having gone to the rallies. They know who she is. When Antifa hates you, know who you are. The best way to hide is right in the middle of their black block. That's the last place they think of to look. It's one of the advantages of dressing in black and wearing your mask. It was noticed that she had a shield, and she said she acquired it at the riot. Somebody set it down, and I'm like, that's cool. It's communism. No property. This is mine. When asked how organized things are on the inside, she had picked something up. There are different types of block organization styles. The building block of Antifa is what's called an affinity group. People you live and work with and trust and know in real life. All the planning is done within that closed block, and they don't let everyone know what they're going to do. She didn't know what they were going to burn the Portland Police Association when she joined. What they did was put a call out that said, anyone show up in black that night at this place, and you can join the action. That's called a semi-open block. Planning is done within the closed group, but anyone who's dressed in black can come and join the action. If you know what you're looking for, you can spot affinity groups that are working together. One thing they'll do sometimes is have written agreements with other protest organizations that aren't in black bloc. There's one in Berkeley that illustrates this. We agree that to not take pictures of anyone in Antifa. And they say that literally in writing. So everybody's working together. It's a combined arms type of thing. They work together and are mutually reinforcing. And the first night she went with them, they went to the Portland Police Association and burned it. They blockaded both ends of the street. They built the shield wall, and they're hammering the door open. She went over, and she's standing in the block as they're breaking the door down. Took them longer than they thought, or she thought. They could have found a better way to breach the building, but they had hammers and pry bars, and they pry it open and pull the plywood back, pour fuel and light it on fire, and start burning stuff. What they're doing here is forcing a dilemma action. A dilemma action is when you put your opponent in a no-win situation. Your enemy has to react. If they don't react, they look weak. If they do react, they have to react in a certain way where it looks like it's an overreaction. She was asked about the feds in Portland. And the Antifa wanted to make this look as if they were victims of an authoritarian regime. Not a tactical thing. This is why all the press is there, the sympathetic press, trying to create propaganda. They know how the police are going to react, so they carefully calibrate what they do to try to provoke the police into reacting and then filming it. They want to try to push public opinion in favor of removing the police. The police aren't perfect. What a police force is, it's putting force under an objective third party, under government control. Antifa wants to separate the police from the populace. This is guerrilla warfare. They're trying to undermine the legitimacy of the state. And the police right now, which, you know, they're cutting into their communications now, picking this up on their own, they are catching up. There's a playbook of how they respond to riots, and they're not actually doing it. It's not actually a riot. It's a riot, but at the same time, it's a specific type of riot that trying to make the police respond in a certain way. So they're trying to bait them into overreacting. When asked how she felt when the police station was on fire, she said it was pretty wild. Right when the fire was lit, the police announced, this is a riot, and the black bloc started marching. She was amazed at their proficiency. There were 600, 700 people. They moved a group of people through the city in close order, quickly and efficiently, and attacked the target, caught it on fire, and then escaped from the cops. This is referred to as an open source networked insurgency. They were very efficient. They hit the target and vanished into the city and got away. They skirmish. They come in, they attack the cops, they get out. Antifa goes for a certain type of violence, a mid-level violence. Most people aren't practiced in violence, and what they'll do is they'll either back down or they'll overreact. And Antifa, basically, as a group, does the equivalent of just pushing someone on the shoulder again and again and again. But, you know, they try to keep all of this at a simmer. It's very tricky to react because people get angry. If you just go in public and pick someone and start pushing them, keep pushing them, they're going to slug you. It's just how it's going to work at the individual level, but also at the group level. Now, if you hit them, they're going to fall down and go, oh, God, you're violent, you're a Nazi. If you hit the Antifa. What they're intending to do is use that level of violence that will scare people enough to back down. They learned in the 70s that killing people is bad PR. Body count is horrible. So the thought process here is they're not trying to create another Weather Underground. They have learned and adapted. What they want to do is make it difficult for people that they don't like to organize. So that's really two responses. Most people don't know how to handle that mid-level force, so they either back down or they slug people. And for Antifa, either way of that is a win. So, just some insight, if you will. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.